The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So a wife and husband were sitting down for dinner one evening, and the wife turns to her husband and says, "I don't want to brag, dear, but here we are in February, and I've already kept every single one of my New Year's resolutions." "That's fantastic," replies her husband. "Yeah," she said, "I've been keeping them in an envelope in the back of the desk." This is the time of New Year's resolutions. We've all made our firm commitments to go to the gym more, to eat healthier, or maybe get up with the first alarm, or spend extra time with loved ones. Today in the church, however, we celebrate the motherhood of Mary. And it's specifically because of her motherhood that she holds such a special place both in heaven and here in the church. Sacred Scripture refers to her as the most exalted of all creatures, the Blessed One, the most praised among women, full of grace, she whom all generations shall call blessed. The church teaches us that after Christ, Mary occupies the place that is highest and closest to God, specifically because of her motherhood. And what's more, not only is she the mother of God, but she is our mother too, our mother who dwells body and soul in heaven. When we become followers of Christ through baptism, we become part of his family. And just as Mary was a loving, nurturing, caring mother to her divine son, so too she extends that same love, care, and nurture to us as her sons and daughters. As Christ hung upon the cross, Mary and John stood below. Christ said to John, "Behold your mother," and to Mary, "Behold your son." Throughout the last 2,000 years, Christians from all over the world have held fast to these words and have taken to heart the fact that Mary is indeed our mother. And as we reflect on Mary's motherhood, it's important that we turn to her like we would our own mother, turning to her for guidance and intercession and even support in the face of trials and tribulations, sufferings and sorrows, because she knows these all too well. Imagine for a moment how terrifying it must have been for a young girl to come face to face with an angel, asking if she'd be willing to be the mother of God. And imagine, too, how much strength it took for her to say yes. Yes to God's will in her life. Yes to being with child for 9 months. And yes, even when it meant facing the loss of that son. In the same way, Mary can be a source of strength and encouragement for each of us as we navigate this new year. If we but turn to her, she will share with us every single grace she has ever received in her life, both here on earth and in heaven. If we but turn to her, she will lead us directly to her divine Son. If we but turn to her, she will never let us down. There's a particular prayer that gets right at the heart of this. The Memorare. "Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother." My brothers and sisters, as we begin this new year, perhaps it's time to take a second look at Mary and her motherhood. Perhaps it's time to set a new resolution, to resolve to her, to turn to her more often, to seek her intercession, and ask her for the grace and strength each one of us needs to live as faithful sons and daughters of her Son, Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, Happy New Year, and God bless you.